You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Today in Pakistan, authorities say a bomb blast derailed a train, killing three people and injuring at least 15. Now, this attack comes just days after a powerful bomb destroyed the Marriott Hotel in the nation's capital, Islamabad. Meanwhile, Washington is pressing Pakistani officials for answers after the U.S. suspended consular services, citing deepening security worries. And there was an incident along the border between Pakistani forces and U.S. forces. To get more on that, we're joined by BBC correspondent Damian Grammaticus, who is in Islamabad. Welcome, Damian.
Hi.
What do we know about this dispute as it's being described along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border?
Well, we have two pretty clear descriptions of what went on, and neither of them quite tally. Basically, the Pentagon and NATO in Afghanistan say that two of their helicopters were flying in Afghan territory close to the border and were fired on by Pakistani troops. The Pakistanis have said those helicopters clearly crossed over the border into Pakistan and were then fired upon, and there was then also an exchange of ground fire between ground forces on both sides. So in effect, each one of them pointing the blame at the other side, and the only thing they both agree on is that this exchange took place. And that's a pretty poor sign, because remember, these are meant to be the two key allies, if you like, in the fighting the war on terror in this part of the world, and they're shooting at each other, not at the militants.
No, it certainly doesn't bode well for that relationship, and it's also not the first skirmish between the two.
No, it's not. There've been several and skirmishes in which both, I think one US soldier has died in the past in skirmishes, and also Pakistani soldiers have. But I think this is coming at a time when there is a very clear raising of tension. The Pakistanis very clearly have been saying they do not want American aircraft, drones, missiles firing on or operating over Pakistani airspace, because they view that as a violation of their sovereignty. From the American side, I think the view we've been hearing is that if actionable intelligence, as it's called, is passed to Pakistan, well, then nothing much happens, and so the patience is wearing out, and American forces are keen to do the job themselves if Pakistan isn't going to.
Because we're really talking about a specific area, a targeted area, which would be the Northwest provinces, where the Taliban, from many reports we've been hearing in the past weeks and months, has essentially reconstituted there.
Yes, exactly. Although it's worth saying this is a pretty huge area. It's a stretch of border that's several hundred kilometers long. I've actually been right to the border where yesterday's incident took place, place called
Damian,
Ghulam Khan.
Damian, did you take your pet bird with you when you went to the border?
It follows me wherever I go.
Anyway, what did you see at the border?
Well, I was there with American troops last year in Ghulam Khan, what we saw then were Afghan police posts that had been rocketed by Taliban and Pakistani militants who'd come across the border. And it was a real concern. We were shown that area because it was a priority for the Americans to try and strengthen the border defences across there. And that is exactly where this exchange of fire has now taken place. So it's an area where there's tension and an area where there's real concern about infiltration and supply routes coming in from havens in Pakistan supporting the insurgency in Afghanistan.
Just to get back to the consular, to the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad, how would you describe operations at this point, given the attack of the Marriott Hotel last week?
Well, as I understand it, both the British and American embassies, consular services here, have been suspended. Now, that is a security thing, in as my understanding goes, that what that means basically is that there are offices in the city here that provide visa services. The trouble is that those offices are very popular, a lot of people wanting to travel, collect at those offices to apply for visas. There are big crowds outside. There's one usually just a couple of hundred yards actually from where I'm talking to you now, where the British consular services are. And the fear is that that's a prime target now, that it's a Western-linked site. There's crowds of people there, and that it would be a place where militants may well wish to strike. So until security can be reviewed, those have been closed.
And President Zardari here at the UN General Assembly certainly spoke to this issue of the country's sovereign, about his position regarding U.S. troops along the Afghanistan border. He seemed very, very clear.
Yes, I mean, he, from his point of view, he says this is an issue about about Pakistani sovereignty, that violating Pakistani sovereignty simply undermines his own position, his own authority, because he's trying to rally Pakistanis to fight the militants. And what he says happens, and I think he has, there's quite a lot of truth in this, to be honest, is that when American and NATO forces cross over and start targeting the militants, well, Pakistanis who have little sympathy with the militants rally together and see this as an attack on Pakistan, and so their primary sort of dispute then is going to be with the attackers, with the aggressors who they see coming from outside, and it makes it much harder for him to win public support in the campaign against the militants if these people can then paint themselves in some way as defenders of Pakistan against American aggression. So that's why he's asking America not to intervene and not to carry out strikes, but the American side, you know, the view from America is that if the job isn't being done properly, then somebody does have to target the militants.
Damian Grammaticus, thank you. Damian Grammaticus is a BBC reporter who is in Islamabad. And now we're going to turn to Richard Haake, who's got some headlines for us. Richard?
And Dora, good morning. J.P. Morgan Chase bought Washington Mutual last night for nearly $2 billion. Washington Mutual is the largest bank to fail in U.S. history.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.